From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Tyler Adkisson. The Missouri Supreme Court set an execution date of July 14 for David Zink, convicted of abducting and killing a Southwest Missouri woman in 2001. The court set the date Wednesday for Zink, who is 56. Missouri has executed three men so far this year, and Richard Strong is scheduled to die June 9. Zink killed 19-year-old Amanda Morton after rear-ending her car on Interstate 44 near her hometown of Stafford. He defended himself at his own murder trial, then appealed on the grounds that the judge shouldn't have allowed him to do so. At the trial, he tried unsuccessfully to win a voluntary manslaughter verdict by claiming that he didn't deliberate before killing Morton. A makeshift memorial that marked the site of where Michael Brown was fatally shot by a police officer in August will be removed and replaced with a permanent plaque. Ferguson Mayor James Knowles III joined Brown's father, Michael Brown Sr., in announcing Wednesday that the plaque will be placed in the road as part of a project to resurface Canfield Drive, where the shooting occurred. The announcement came on what would have been Michael Brown's 19th birthday. Brown's father says the plaque will include the likeness of a dove. Brown, who was black, was killed by white officer Darren Wilson on August 9th, touching off protests and a national Black Lives Matter movement. The temporary memorial, which appeared in the hours after the shooting, is expected to be taken down later Wednesday. Missouri House Republicans are vying to become majority leader after the resignation of the former speaker led to a leadership shuffle. On Wednesday, Representative Caleb Rowden of Columbia said he'll run against Assistant Majority Leader Mike Searpoy, the current second-in-command from Lee's Summit. Representative Todd Richardson left the majority leader post open upon his election as speaker. Former Speaker John Deal resigned last week after acknowledging that he exchanged sexually suggestive text messages with an intern. The majority leader determines if, when, and how long House members debate bills. It's considered a stepping stone to Speaker, the House's top position. While Rowden was the first to publicly announce a bid for the majority leader against Searpoy, others likely will join the race. The Republican-controlled Missouri legislature sent several small tweaks to the state's tax code to Democratic Governor Jay Nixon this session. Senator Will Krause of Lee's Summit said on Wednesday that it had been a successful session in limiting the overreach by the state's Department of Revenue. Last year, Nixon vetoed several large bills that included costly provisions that did not cross the finish line this session after legislation stalled in the Senate in the final week. Nixon criticized exemptions for commercial laundries, gym and yoga studios, and food preparation at grocery stores as special interest giveaways. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.